USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
January is now the deadliest month of the coronavirus pandemic in the country so far. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows roughly 77,700 people have died during this month due to the virus. Over 424,000 American lives have been lost to the virus since the start of the pandemic. President Joe Biden set to sign more executive orders on Wednesday and the rest of the week. Biden signing orders regarding COVID-19, immigration, the border wall, and racial equality. Regarding all these executive orders, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows believes,
what we're seeing is that President Biden is putting America last, and whether it's our border policy or any of the other executive orders that he's putting forth, it's going to have a real chilling effect on jobs.
This is USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today because Newsmax is real news for real people.
7 days into the Biden administration, and the CDC is coming out with a new study regarding schools.
A new study from the Centers for Disease Control says that schools can reopen as soon as possible, as long as certain precautions are taken. The study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Tuesday said that schools that reopened in the fall were not the sources of COVID outbreaks that were initially feared. The CDC says that students should return to in-person learning if measures like wearing masks, keeping social distancing, and limiting indoor activities with higher risks, like indoor sports practices and competition, are in place. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Senator Tom Carper is introducing a bill to give Washington, D.C. statehood. The Delaware Democrat says it's long overdue for the more than 700,000 Americans that live in the nation's capital. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser thanking Carper in a tweet saying statehood cannot wait. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden has signed a record 37 executive actions in his first week in office, and the exact number of executive orders is not known because the Federal Register has not been updated since January 21st. Biden issuing more edicts in his first week than any of his predecessors. Neil Crabtree lost his job due to the Keystone XL executive order. He reminds everyone,
this is an American job issue. I don't care if you, if you're union or non-union. This administration is attacking our industry altogether. This new administration is after the industry as a whole. Not just. It doesn't matter if you're union or non-union tonight. I'm looking at all Americans. I'm trying to stand up for American workers. This is a fight that we need to be in together.
Crabtree continues on Fox News.
The last time I looked, we're about a 7% unemployment rate. They're trying to tell me to find another job, and we can't even provide jobs for the people that are in this country. That would be the first question I'd ask the new transportation secretary. Where are these jobs?
Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri won't be a presidential candidate in 2024. Hawley recently had his book deal with Simon & Schuster canceled because he contested Pennsylvania's election results. Regnery Publishing later agreed to publish his book. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.